The whole restaurant literally rallied against this woman.
Welcome to Watch Mojo. And today we're examining infamous cases of the rudest, most entitled people, better known as Karens, to haunt us during 2024.
Here it is again. First, the customer throws the water, then the coffee.
Ice fired. To be a good security guard, a person should be brave and empathetic. Well, this person is definitely missing at least one of those qualities.
Every time I come in here.
You have to stay away all the time.
Yeah.
I put a report for you.
I don't give a damn, lady.
In October 2024, Mike Chieto was at a McDonald's in Madison, Wisconsin during the morning. He recorded a security guard with the Star Protection and Patrol Company going off on a furious rant that was far too early in the day to deal with. The unidentified guard berated the staff for the apparent slow service. He then threatened the workers with ICE, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, commenting that he hoped that they all had their papers before challenging others to fight.
Yeah, I hope everybody here got their papers, bro, because I'm done with this shit.
When his employer was contacted and saw the clip, the guard was swiftly fired. Karen AF.
First Form's owner is receiving backlash from local police unions and officers for comments he made about not wanting female police officers patrolling street.
Andy Frisella built the nutrition company First Form and created the workout 75-day hard challenge. His success enabled him to work closely with police stations in St. Louis, Missouri, to provide them with cash donations, classes, and secondary employment. With that connection, you'd expect Frisella to be respectful of cops, right? Nah. In September 2024, on his podcast, Real AF, he and co-host Davion Johnson discussed the traffic stop of NFL star Tyreek Hill. During it, Frisella went on a misogynistic rant against women officers, stating his belief they shouldn't be in the field as they emasculate men and make the situation worse.
In my opinion, women shouldn't be in the field and police officers. I just don't think they should be.
After receiving backlash, Frisella apologized. However, the police departments weren't satisfied and cut ties with the entrepreneur.
I would like to see what the women in his family, the women in his companies, and the women who drive his business think about his comments.
Firefighters starting race fires. Firefighters often must remain calm when under pressure. As Benjamin Guild demonstrated in a viral video in August 2024, he's lacking in that area.
Why were you going 60 miles an hour in the fast lane?
I was not going 60 miles.
You were going 60 miles an hour.
No, I was not.
You were.
After a car accident in Lodi, California, Bath Touch recorded his interaction with the 20-year veteran. Guild opened with a load of accusations about Touch's driving before going on a racially charged and curse word-filled rant against Touch. Guild also seemed to imply that he couldn't be racist as he's a firefighter.
Firefighter!
When the Alameda County Fire Chief saw the video, he publicly criticized Guild and put him on leave while they investigated.
This behavior is not representative of who we are or the department or our values we strive to embody every day.